you're skittish about sharks, the city at the center of today's GeoQuiz may not be for you. This capital of Western Australia comes with an amazing view of the Indian Ocean. Its beaches attract plenty of surfers, not to mention tiger sharks, hammerheads, and occasionally great whites.
A male surfer's been killed in a shark attack near Wedge Island. The attack happened just after.
A larger tiger shark, about 3.5 metres, was spotted about 11 a.m. The siren sounded, swimmers ordered out.
Needless to say, that keeps marine scientists at the University of Western Australia's Ocean Institute busy studying ways to avert shark attacks. One promising idea they've come up with is what they're calling the first anti-shark wetsuit. So can you quickly name this Western Australian city where researchers are trying to outwit sharks? Several GeoQuiz text game players came up with quick answers. Jeff in Brighton, Utah, Kathy in Adelaide, Washington, and Mohammed in Santee, California, to be precise. To play along next time, text GeoQuiz, one word, to 69866. Now, about those anti-shark suits, researchers at the University of Western Australia in Perth have come up with a design for surfers and snorkelers. The anti-shark wetsuits are supposed to trick a shark's vision and to make whoever's wearing the suit mostly invisible, or at least unappetizing. The suit for surfers features vivid black and white stripes. Shark expert Craig Anderson says the zebra-like pattern confuses sharks.
The most important factor of their senses that they use in their last few seconds before attacked is their sight. So the systems that we've developed and the technology that we've developed has created confusion for their sight sense. So that's really what the technology is about.
Another design is intended for scuba divers and snorkelers. Its blue and white wavy pattern resembles the ocean water. That's intended to confound sharks' perceptions of light and exploit their colorblindness. In theory, says designer Hamish Jolly, the wetsuits should keep jaws away.
The strategies are twofold. One is a can't see me strategy, cryptic in the water, and the other one is a can see me but don't eat me strategy. The idea being that even though you're perceived, you're not perceived as a meal.
To test the wetsuit designs, the researchers use dummy torsos dressed in the anti-shark suits. They say tiger sharks that approach the dummies seem distracted and swam away. The Indian Ocean waters off Perth are the perfect place to study shark attack mitigation. There have been 5 fatal shark attacks there in the past 2 years. But wetsuit designer Bob Lushy says he thinks it's safe to go back in the water.
Okay, so in all my time in the wetsuit business over 20 years, the most common thing we get asked is what colour do sharks like? I don't want to look like a seal. Well, now we know the answer to that question, and that's pretty exciting.
Take a peek at the anti-shark swimwear that's been designed in Perth, Australia at theworld.org. The snugly fitting wetsuits start at $400 a piece. Goggles and snorkels are extra.